It's the destruction of the family unit. It's ripped us away. I always, you know, my big fight was always been the bar, because the bar is a criminal organization. When you look in the Bible, it's the word person is looked at as a sin. It's in there over 20 times. And what the bar actually does is that if you ever went and wrote a bar exam, is there's, you know, maybe multiple questions, four answers to it. There's going to be one question there that is the common law. And then there's going to be one question there that is actually that they accepted as corrected as part of the bar. The bar is about stripping everybody away from knowing who you are.
Just a quick break from the program. I want to share with you the amazing sleeping pod from our friends at Save the World Morocco. This is amazing. What it does is it is made from materials that will absorb EMF frequencies. There are materials, heavy metals, that will amplify it, like aluminum and graphene oxide will amplify the Wi-Fi signals. This is made from materials that will absorb it. And so if you are using this, putting on your chest or in your pocket or sleeping it right next to you under your pillow like I do, then it will absorb those EMFs and you will have a reduction in how much you are being bombarded by these nonstop. And they don't just make sleeping pods. They make cards for phones. They make pyramids for plants, because plants are living creatures too, and they're getting bombarded. And so when they have this pyramid around them, they flourish more. So if you want to learn more about this, or if you want to get one for yourself, go to the link below or go to sarahwestall.com under shop. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Christopher James coming back to the program, and he's a dynamo. We're going to talk about the TikTok ban that's going down. Probably by the time this airs, it'll be going down this week. What's really behind it? Because it's all BS. It's not a China thing. I think that's the theater and the excuse, and we're going to talk about it because it's really opening up the young people's minds. And then we're going to talk about his big movement that he's with police officers, especially in the UK and Canada. And he's had some in the United States reach out to him as well. But you got to hear this. And then we talk about taxes. It's not a boring topic when you learn that where our taxes are really going, and the fact that people aren't paying for them, and why, and how is that whole movement? And he informs people on how you can legally, and shouldn't legally might not be the right word, how you can safely not pay your federal taxes. So he's going to talk about that. It's not an area of expertise for me. It's something that he does. I'm one of those that say, well, you got to be careful. You got to make sure you do it right if you're going to do it, because you know, it is what it is. There's been a lot of people they go after. So you got to do it right if you're going to do it. So anyways, this is a very interesting and filled conversation. And we talk about Masterpiece. Christopher was the one who introduced me to Masterpiece, which is that amazing detox program that, you know, $53, 2 month supply, has marine plasma, and it has zeolites, but the zeolites are still intact. Many of these companies out there that crush it, they're like that make it small, this small nano size, it's actually crushed. And that's why it's not working like it should be. And we're going to talk about that as well. And the fact that why you need to be getting all these heavy metals and crap out of your body. Okay, let's get into this wonderful conversation that I have with my friend Christopher James. Hi, Christopher. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be with you always, and my wonderful brothers and sisters in the United States.
Well, let's talk about the United States, what's going on with TikTok, because you were just telling me how you have these clips that are doing really well on TikTok, and I have people who are telling me that they are on, I'm not on TikTok very much, right? So I don't, or ever, and so I don't follow it, but what I'm hearing from people who do, and because I always want to know what's going on everywhere, and they're telling me, Sarah, this is like serious. I mean, the kids, most of the people on TikTok are younger, or shall I say, there might be older people on there, but the majority of the young people are on TikTok, not on these other platforms. And what she's saying, she goes, it looks like 50% of the people aren't even going to pay their taxes. She goes, it's unbelievable what's happening on TikTok and what these kids, these young adults are all talking about. And it's opening up, this whole generation is seeing a different side. I think that's why they're banning TikTok. I don't think it has anything to do with China and all. I think that's all a cover story, because all these young adults are waking up to truths that once they learn, you can't put it back in the bottle, right? They're in a pickle right now with all these young ones waking up.
Yeah, that's the beauty of TikTok. People need to understand the reason that they're going after it. I mean, what Google's been doing and all these other big Facebook and that over the many years, they've been doing the exact same thing in a very demonic way, so to speak, of tracking and tracing and sharing that information with all these alphabet agencies. But the reason TikTok is being banned, yeah, people have to understand these people that are operating called governments, they're all part of service corporations, this massive collective corrupt cabal that's worldwide. What TikTok has done, Sarah, and there are a lot of, again, the crowd that I speak to on my live streams and that, I think the average age is probably around 50, you know, maybe 40 to 50. But what's happened, and I don't do TikTok either, I didn't. But let me tell you something. When you watch my live streams on a Thursday night, you are going to see incredible, powerful, short clips. And where did I get them all? TikTok. TikTok has provided the vehicle, Sarah, for the world to actually have an unfiltered communication. And now, what we're finally seeing, I'm getting goosebumps telling you this, people that have the capacity to create small little short clips that are following and tracking what's going on in parliaments, the corruption, the death, the destruction. What I've got on Israel alone on this last week has just truly blown me away. They're putting together these wonderful short clips and it is spreading like wildfire. And what it is doing, it is bringing not another side, it's actually bringing the truth out into the light. And that's why I believe it's already been passed in the United States. I believe next week, that's when the so-called ban goes down for TikTok.
Yeah, and that's the real reason. They tried to blame it on China, but it's not about China. It's because it's waking up too many people.
That's right. Exposing everything. And you touched on taxation. For people that don't know, it's very, very simple. You have to understand we were born into this mindset that in order to be a good member, legal person or a citizen, these are all legal terms, but for a man or woman, we are always brought up to believe we have to work with our fellow man or woman. We have to love them. We have to work together to make this world a better place. And what they've laid out for everybody, Sarah, is that this whole taxation, if you're not paying taxes, well, then you're not a good citizen. You're not a good member of society. Well, the people that created this taxation is a rigged game. First, people need to understand that all taxation is unlawful. We do not need to tax people on their personal, I don't like to use that word, but that's what people understand, their personal income. Why? Well, because if the monetary system was created as JFK, God bless and rest his soul, did back in 1963 when he restored the Federal Reserve, pardon, not the Federal Reserve, when he put the creation of money back in the hands of the United States Treasury, 4 billion notes were created. It's Executive Order 111, four ones and a zero. Just look it up. When he did that, he took the power away from these people that created this whole taxation system, this enslavement system, and he put the money and the creation back in the hands of the American people using the United States Treasury. So people need to simply understand that, and this is what I'm helping people with. Doesn't matter if it's the CRA, that's a Canadian Revenue Agency in Canada here, or if it's the IRS. What are both of those things? They're corporations. There's not a man or woman called the IRS or a man or woman called the CRA. So what I have people here in Canada do, you do it honorably and very powerfully. And this is what's spreading like crazy. My work now on just yesterday, we had 47,000 views across all my platforms that a man has stepped up to upload all these short little clips from my live streams I do on Thursday nights. And people are freaking out now. They're finally, it's like the switch has finally clicked with them, what I've been trying to teach people for a long time. Canada is a service corporation. Service corporations don't write laws. That's the first shoe to drop. So, secondly, if someone is claiming that you have a debt that's due, true, or past due, then you simply write to them. So, I don't write to the CRA. I write to a guy by the name of Bob Hamilton. Well, who's Bob Hamilton? Bob Hamilton is the man that is the head of that service corporation, the CRA. And you simply write to him, write to the woman that's the head of the IRS. Say, excuse me, Bob or Susie. In this case, it is Bob in Canada. I like to use Bob a lot because it's got a nice ringtone to it. So I say, Bob, I've been going through my files here. I require, which means demand, that you produce the obligation and then in square brackets behind it, contract that Bob or any agent or officer under his control claim that a debt be due, true, or past due. Otherwise, Bob, if there is no contract that you're relying upon, then that only means that Bob or some agent under his control, another man or woman, must claim that I'm property. So then you hit him with the three questions. Number one, do you claim I'm property or an agent officer under your control? Do you have a contract with I on the private side, Bob, or any man or woman operating under your jurisdiction with the service corporation, the CRA, that I'm property? And then the third one, otherwise, produce the contract again, Bob, that I have with the service corporation, the CRA, that I've consented to being property. See, property is a deadly word, Sarah. No man or woman in this world can administrate property without right, and contract makes the law. Boom, you're done. No words on a piece of paper ever control you, and you have to remember that. When people have anyone sending you a communication, you always go to that single word, who? Who wrote that? And they say, well, it's the CRA. Well, there's no man or woman called the CRA. It's people that are acting for that service corporation. Okay. Well, do they have a contract verifying that there's some sort of debt that's due, true, or past due? They don't have it. So once you send that first, it's called notice trespass, and you give them your whatever your IRS number is, the CRA number, say, we need to correct the record here, Bob, because would you understand this massive theft that's been going on in all our countries? All that money that's collected, supposedly to pay for all our services, that's being siphoned off. It goes to the monarchs, and it ultimately ends up with the Vatican. There's many people that, you know, exposed this many, many years ago, but we don't have to go down those rabbit holes, and that's what people do. So what you do when you send that first notice trespass, you give them 72 hours to produce the evidence that they require, that they claim that a debt be due, true, or past due, because I'm an honorable man. If I owe somebody a debt, Sarah, I'm going to fulfill that debt. If I've entered into a contract with somebody, you better damn well believe I'm going to honor that debt. This is what people don't understand. So you send them one notice. When they don't respond, or even if they do respond, and they start pointing to acts or some code or some statute, what's the word you bring up? Well, who, Bob, who wrote that? Who wrote these acts and that you're requiring to? Because are you talking about Canada, people that are acting as legislators that wrote some tax act? Well, I don't have a contract with the Service Corporation Canada. Who of those people that wrote it can be one man or woman or a billion people, Sarah, that wrote that document, that act that you're supposedly pointing to, is going to come forward and claim I'm property. They got a contract on the private side with me on property, or they got a contract with the service corporation they were acting through that I'm property when they created that document. They're done. When they answer no to those three questions, they don't produce that contract, then there is no debt that be due or true. So you send those communications three times to the top man or woman that's running that service corporation. And once they acquiesce, which means they fail to respond in the legal world or the lawful world, I just uploaded again on TikTok yesterday a wonderful, wonderful short clip, 2 minutes long, on a tacit agreement. That's what we have. If I wrote to you, Sarah, and you were saying that I owed you a debt, and I wrote you those three notices, and you didn't provide that required evidence proving that a debt be due, true, or past due, then you've acquiesced, then you've basically agreed to what I'm claiming. And then you have a tacit agreement in place. And if anybody tries to move their little kangaroo courts against you, you walk into court with those three notices that you registered mail, you email them to them. You don't have to register all three of them. What I like to do is email them. If they've still got a fax, fax it to them. Once you've got the three emails to them, the notices, and you've sent them the tacit agreement, then you put the whole package together and you register it, and then you send it off to them. And you also put in there a notice of liability that if you contact me again or you try and move any claim or court against me, I'm going to hold every man or woman that's involved in this to trespass. I'll use the example. It's no different when I was in general contracting. If you had a job site and you had fencing all around it and you had trespass signs are up, and that trespass sign says, if you trespass, the fine is $50,000, say. So you simply write back in this final communication within that package, you say, hey, Bob or Susie, if any of your agents try and move any type of court against me, or you continue to terrorize me trying to extort money from me without producing that required evidence, then you will have trespassed against me, and there's my trespass fee. And you make it for $1 million for every man or woman. That's quite a deterrent. And you send that to them, and I guarantee you, you're not going to hear from them again. And if they do try and move anything in court against you, you've got the three notices of trespass, you've got the tacit agreement, and you've got your fee schedule, which is basically that trespass. They've contracted with you if they continue to act against you. And that is very powerful. People need to understand, in order to shut this corruption, these maggots down that are doing all this enormous wrong and harm, Sarah, in our world, we have to stop where their power lies. And that is first and foremost with the money. And they get the money through taxation. We have carbon tax going on in this country, which is just ridiculous. The gas jumped, Sarah, 21 cents. We're paying almost $2. A liter.
Well, what is,
in Canada,
okay, so what is
over
$2 a liter compared to gallons? Because we're gallons
well,
here.
Yeah, there's basically
liters?
It's 4 gallons basically, right?
Yeah, so you're paying almost $8 a gallon in comparison. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's all based on a lie.
That would take down our economy. So now, is there a difference between state taxes and federal taxes? Because federal taxes all go to, we know, that's all siphoned off. But state taxes do go to certain purposes, don't they?
Well, I guess some do, but people need to understand we have to go back to the creation of money. Okay, let's give an example. It's all over the news in the United States. I just did it again last Thursday. I showed them this tsunami that's coming of this financial complete wipeout. Where the numbers are showing right now, they're saying it's impossible. And what's the key word that they say? I always teach everyone the word who. So when you hear the United States owes $37 or $38
It's
trillion, the
ridiculous.
first question you should say is who? Who do 350 million plus people in the United States owe that money to? Who has that power over them? See, that money's all created out of thin air. Again, this goes back to the central bankers. These are the people that actually murdered JFK. These are the ones that got control using the Federal Reserve in 1913 of the monetary system, creating and issuing money. Canada, we lost our Bank of Canada. It was a public bank, Sarah, from 1934 to 1973. Justin Trudeau, who's the premier right now of the Service Corporation, whatever title he has, his maggot father was the premier of this country back in 73, and he was the one that gave, here comes the word again, our property. What is our property? That's the patents that create money by and for the people of this country. He gave it to the people at the business of international settlements. And ever since then, our debt was a straight line of $18 billion from 1934 to 1973. Once they got control of our patents and they were creating money and issuing it, and then they were basically giving it back to Canada with interest, just like they've been doing with the United
That's
States
right.
and the Federal Reserve. And this is what people need to understand. That's why there's two shoes that have to drop here. Your property taxes stuff for you, for example, my local municipality. Do I have a contract with them? Nope. Is someone they're going to come forward, claim on property, a contract on the private side that I'm property, or contract with the service corporation they're acting through called the City of Burlington that I'm property? No. Then that simply means, for example, I'm helping people in Burlington here, and these people get threatening letters. Oh, we're going to put your property into a tax sale, a court system or whatever,
Yeah.
you know,
So
court
they're
movement.
still
Well,
protected? They can't do that?
no, they can't, because what happens is it's the same process I just explained for income tax. You do it for property tax. You write to the man or woman that's ahead of that service corporation. Hey, Bob or Susie, you want to produce the contract, the obligation that you claim that a debt be due, true, or past due. Because I don't have a contract signed with the municipality called Burlington. Furthermore, if you don't have that, then someone there must believe that. And then the three questions that I'm property again. Failure to produce this evidence, then I require of you to correct the record. Now, how long did it take me to say that, Sarah? That was 2 seconds. And you send them three notices when they acquiesce, because they're not going to respond to you because they don't have a contract. Everything's all going under this presumption. Everything's all moving under this threat. And these threats are affecting my fellow man or woman. Why? Because they are ignorant. They lack knowledge, as the good
Well,
book
they're
says. My people
scared,
lack
though.
knowledge.
That's true, but then they're scared that if they do this, that they'll come down on them and arrest them. So you have to do it in a way that doesn't create that. Well, we know that people, that's happened to people, right? So you have to do it in a way that you're protected.
That's right. And that's how you do it. You do it honorably. The three notices, once you get the tacit agreement in place, it's done. So I'll give you an example. There's a dozen people or more here in Burlington I've been helping out. This is going to start to blow up in Canada right now because people are finally, through TikTok, God bless them, they're understanding what I'm communicating to them. First, we have to shut this theft and destruction that's going down. It'll, like to say, once we get into the court for the COVID-19, that's the big thing, because once people see one man or woman get into that courthouse, Sarah, and move that claim or court, all the house of cards comes down. We restore our Bank of Canada. All taxation is going to stop. The arrests are going to go out for all the warrants of all these people in this country and worldwide that are involved in
I
this
hope so.
extinction level event. Let's make no doubt about it. This is what's happening. And that's what people first say to me. The other thing I get questions on is, well, am I going to lose my pension? Are they going to come and arrest me? No, they're not. Because if they're going to try and come after you, they've got to provide that verifiable evidence when they move that court against you. And that tacit agreement is rock solid, it's ironclad. You'll make a special appearance if they try and move a court, but what have you got in that special appearance? Well, you've got your tacit agreement and your fee schedule, which is that trespass fine. And you'll make a special appearance in that court. And when Bob or Susie don't produce that contract, it's over. And that's why there's about a dozen people here in Burlington that have been threatened again. I mean, they haven't paid taxes now for 4 years, going on 5 years. They all got threatened again in December of last year that they were going to move these courts and that against them. We hit them with that final notice surrounding the trespass, that you will contract with us if you do not cease and desist. And what have they done? Nothing. They haven't moved
Well,
a
see, now
single thing against these people.
that's the interesting part is they aren't. There has been cases where people do it, but I think they mess up in the process and then they nail them because they mess up the process. So you have to do it
They
right.
do.
Yeah.
That's why
Well,
you have to understand the words.
yeah. Well, and that's why they're taking down TikTok, I think. I really believe it's
Exactly.
so obvious that And not just the taxes. Taxes are probably the big part of it that people are learning about that. But also with trafficking and with COVID and with all these things, people are waking up. And the younger people, they can't have they're saying that more younger people are abandoning Biden and his clan now than ever, and they don't even know what to do. And I think that's so awesome that they're abandoning the establishment. They're
They're showing what's
abandoning.
going on. Like I said, I'm all about truth. These are not my opinions, but I have to tell the American people, okay, you do not have anyone in the political realm that is going to be your savior, not J Donald Trump. I can't believe I just forgot her name. It went blank there for a second. She's well respected. She came out. It's on my stream from last week. Oh my God, I can't believe it. She's a finance woman, glasses. Oh, for crying out loud. Anyways, she came out and she told everybody, showing everybody that Donald Trump put over $10 billion into basically depopulate the United States, the people.
Are you talking
Okay.
Catherine Austin Fitz? Was it her?
Yes.
Okay.
Catherine Austin Fitz, yes.
So she's
Who I
come out
respect
against
highly.
Donald Trump, which is interesting. Keep going.
Yeah. So, like I said, people need to understand. You must understand who the enemy is. And once you understand who the enemy is, then you have to understand, well, where is this solution? Unfortunately, Sarah, this evil that exists in this world across the full spectrum, we can go pedophilia, we can go the financing, we can go the wars that are created, all of it. The only thing that these people worldwide understand that are involved in all this enormous wrong and harm, trespassing against our world right now, destroying the sovereignty, is the barrel of a gun. Now, I'm not a violent person, but that's what the police and the military were created for. So what we have here that's blocking us from addressing the solution is ignorance. And that's why when first people understand who they are, they have to understand very simply this system, how it's been created around us. That solution is at the courthouse. When a man or woman, when Christopher or Sarah can access that public courthouse outside of a criminal organization called the bar and move our claim in court against another man or woman, not some corporation, another man or woman, and hold them accountable. For example, when I get into that courthouse, and I will with the police and thousands of people, it's going to happen. We're looking to get 1 million people together in the next 2 months. Hope to God that the war doesn't break out in the world, what's going on, what they're trying to do. But at the end of the day, once I hit my numbers, I will have minimum 500 police. I will have minimum 500 past and current active military people that are going to join the people shoulder to shoulder,
Is
and
this
that claim is going to be
in Canada or in England that you're working?
both Canada, England, the worldwide. It just has to
Okay.
happen one time. So this is the whole approach, is that this is what we must do in every country right now. You see these incredible people in Germany and Brazil, and everyone's gathering on the streets in the hundreds of thousands. Imagine if they had this truth that we've talked about here, Sarah, very simply in their heart, their mind, and their soul. People wouldn't be protesting. You don't protest public servants. You don't protest service corporations that are committing these horrific crimes against us. You
It's
move a
like
claim.
protesting. It's like protesting a drug lord.
Yeah,
They're not gonna
that's
stop.
right. So you just move that claim in court against that man or woman into the courthouse, and it's four questions. This is all the world has to see right now. When I bring Justin Trudeau under warrant into that courthouse, he's going to first answer, am I or the people in this country his property or an agent under or officer under his control? He's going to say no. Well, Justin, do you have a contract with I or any agent or officer under your control with the people on the private side that we've agreed to be property? He's going to say no. Well, then you better produce the contract that you have with the service corporation called Canada and all its tentacles through this crown entity that exists right across our lands, that they have a contract with one man or woman that they've consented to being property. They don't have that. And as soon as the world sees how that applies to the Service Corporation Canada, everyone in the world will see that all these people, what they do, they talk about in the United States, oh, they've just passed this new law. It's not law. Service corporations don't write laws. This is why we have to have this foundational conversation first, Sarah, because people are putting the cart before the horse. But the worm, as my grandfather always used to say, is finally turning. And when people understand those first three questions, you recognize that no man or woman in this world has any jurisdiction. That means control over you. No maggot wearing a black robe, no man acting as a lawyer, no police officer. They're all acting in titles. And in Job 32:21, it says, I pray not you accept any persons, which happens when we're born, and then the back half it is, do not accept any titles. And that's why you need to understand that when a man or a woman, this is powerful, what I'm about to tell you, when a man or a woman is acting, Sarah, in any role, from president down to a janitor and everything else in between, when you act in a role, you have duties and obligations within that role. You don't have any rights. Only a man or a woman has rights in this world. And this is the problem. The police have lack this knowledge, but they're starting to get it. They're finally starting to wake up. And that's what ties in to this great man, Gary Waterman in the UK. I just did an hour interview with him. I uploaded last week. He is really tearing it up. He's getting police officers that are active and non-active, and same with the military. And they are going to start to go around and arrest chiefs of police, judges, politicians, all these people, because he's exposed, as I've done, as you are doing, the massive criminality, how these court systems are working, the pedophilia that's going on is off the charts. The chief of police of London last week just came out. I showed it again last week on my clip. People should go watch it on my live streams on my platform.
In 1 year in London, the number of men who have an allegation made against them of a vague offence, so rape, domestic violence, child abuse, etc., the number of men in 1 year named is 34,000. The number of women who say they've been sexually assaulted in a year from the British Crime Survey is around 800,000. The National Crime Agency estimates that 750,000 men in the UK have a sexual interest in children. You start to add these numbers together, there are a lot of men who are a threat to women and children, and we're trying to build the capabilities to both react better to the crimes that are reported and to proactively, in public space or with dangerous offenders, protect women and children. And we're making progress by being cleverer, better organised, but we're going to need the support of future governments to really build the scale of resource that to deal with this problem across the country that is the same scale of resource that you have proportionally to deal with, say, terrorism and organized crime.
The overall consciousness of the people out there, that the males, and again, a lot of this is this immigration. Did you know in Canada that last year we had 1.3 million people brought into this country, right?
So you think it's the immigrants are imported with those attitudes, and we have attitudes here. What is causing so many men to have that attitude? An adult male being attracted to a child? What is going on there? That's a psychosis that isn't normal.
Okay, so then you go back to when you understand who created the monetary system and this cabal, who created porn. It's the same people. See, porn was created, and now, I mean, you can get porn anywhere. There's no filters on that anywhere in the world. So what has happened, you know, again, I'm a single guy. Everyone's looked at pornography or whatever, right? But noticed a change over the last 20 years, all right? What used to be just the usual shtick that was going on, you know, the pathetic scenarios and that. Now they've morphed into all of these, you know, intersexual things that are happening within families, or their two fathers, you know, swapping their daughters. Like, it's absolutely sickening what's going on. And what this does is it affects the consciousness of the mind of man. But then we have the other shoe of these immigrants coming over. They have no respect for women, a lot of them, unfortunately, period. And that's, I mean, I don't even want to get into it, but there is one case I looked at, I saw last week, where these 13-year-old daughter, or a young woman, she was raped repeatedly by all these migrants. Continually, they tried to convert her into their religion or whatever. Finally, the police came down and they arrested them. You see it happening in New York. Look what's happening in New York. The infiltration of all these immigrants that Joe Biden flew over. I mean, that's treason right there. 350,000, I think it was, he flew over into the United States, got released. So they're destroying our countries, our sovereignty, our culture, everything that was founded upon the great people that gave our lives for two world wars, supposedly give us our freedoms. Now we have this massive immigration that is destabilizing all our countries, and everything's run amok, right? We've got people that have paid taxes for...
Go ahead. People
no,
pay tax.
Okay.
I was going to say they've destabilized our country with the immigrants. I can't go as far as saying that all these immigrants are mentally sick. I think the sickness is kind of all over the place when it comes to children and trafficking. There was the New Yorker last month put out an article saying it's time to liberate the children's sexual desires or whatever they said. So children should have the right over their own sex lives. In the New Yorker, that's the pedophile mindset. They want to make it legal for them. That was in the flipping New Yorker magazine. That's how far this is. When I had James Rothstein on many times as years ago, he infiltrated those meetings where they were actually strategizing on how to legalize pedophilia and turn it into the mainstream. And now that's what we're watching.
Yep. It's the destruction of the family unit. It's ripped us away. I always, you know, my big fight was always been the bar, because the bar is a criminal organization. When you look in the Bible, it's the word person is looked at as a sin. It's in there over 20 times. And what the bar actually does is that if you ever went and wrote a bar exam, is there's, you know, maybe multiple questions, four answers to it. There's going to be one question there that is the common law. And then there's going to be one question there that is actually that they accepted as corrected as part of the bar. The bar is about stripping everybody away from knowing who you are. This is what they're doing worldwide with all the LGB movements. They're destroying the family unit. They're, again, these phones are destroying our young because there's no filters on them. Everyone's walking around. They're looking at God knows what and everything. And it's affecting their consciousness. Everyone is being, look at 33,000 women and children have been killed in Gaza. I saw a clip last night of a seven-year-old daughter, a young girl. She's basically she from the bombs or whatever. This is just one. These doctors are screaming at the top of their lungs. They have no hospitals to put them in. She's lying there on the floor. They've got no anesthesia to give her. She's basically got to die in pain. It's, and this is happening, I'm saying, to thousands of people that are right there. All of this is occurring.
You know, the UN just voted that to make Palestine a formal full member state of the United Nations. And all the countries voted yes. It was 12 that voted yes, 2 that abstained, and 1 voted no. You know who voted no?
And who was the one that voted no, Sarah?
The United States. And then they vetoed it so that it wouldn't pass. And I don't know who who abstained. It was probably the UK and Canada or something. I would have to, is that what it was? Yeah.
Yep.
So and what they're saying, the other countries are now saying the United States is isolated. You know, and it's starting to look like that. But it's so bad. The things that are happening are so bad that it looks like we're doing it on purpose, to purposely take down this country. Our leaders are treason. They're committing treason by destroying this country from the inside and doing things that are so dumb, so bad, that no one who actually was trying to run this country for real would do it.
That's right. That's why they killed JFK. That was the last light, unfortunately, to my brothers and sisters, to I love you with all my heart in the United States of America, not the United States. Learn the difference between those two. And that's what you have going on at the UN, right? These people are all operating around these service corporations. This destruction of not only the United States and our world, this began a very, very long time ago. It's finally now out in the open worldwide. They're going after everyone to take us down. I started my live stream with a great clip from a man named William Cooper, an incredible man. The Clintons murdered him. Right. He told all about 9/11 before it happened, and they murdered him shortly after. You should look at the clip that I put up again off TikTok. Right. I don't have time to go and make all these clips of the vault of knowledge that I've got, over 60,000 videos I've kept of my research over the years. But God bless people. They're grabbing these short little clips. And there he is back in 19. I think it was 78 or something, maybe 80, somewhere in there. And he's telling everybody exactly what's going on right now with Israel, exactly about how they have to destroy the sovereignty of every single country, exactly how they want to bring in this one world government. And everybody, it's like this man was looked at a conspiracy theorist for many years with how they, you know, admonished him. But now you look at what he's saying, and every single word that came out of his mouth was true. Why, Sarah? Why? Because the man did his knowledge. He did his research. And this is what
our inside,
world needs to
right?
understand.
He was inside. He heard this stuff. You know, we have to, there's a concerted effort to take down people like us, independent media. Yep. There's a concerted effort to divide our country, to fight, have citizen fight citizen. There's an effort to have men and women fight each other. And we have to stop and realize that they're trying to divide everybody because they don't want us to unite over these issues. So they're creating all these other chaotic things to get us to fight, to tear down the fabric of society. And so those of us who are more mature and can see through it, we have to see through it. We have to realize, like, Chris is not my enemy. You're not my enemy. We cannot be fighting in that direction, men versus women. What the heck is that? We can't be fighting with each other based on every little thing that makes us different. We have to unite and fight against the enemy and the criminals that are running this charade. And we got to see through that. And I see it big time that there's an attack, because I'm seeing all these like bots and attack on me, right? It goes in waves. And so I know it's happening, and we have to see through it. We have to.
Did you see the big thing that they passed in Canada here? It's been all over the news. They call it again. This is why people need to understand. Listen to what we've talked about here. Justin Trudeau has come out with his maggot service corporation, the Liberal Party, and they've passed a law. It's not law. Justin Trudeau doesn't write law. They've passed a law on speech. hate speech. So they are going to imprison people for life if they say something that these maggots don't like. So you better believe they're going to come after, going to try and come after me. Good luck with that. Okay.
Well, and
I'll eat these people for breakfast.
Well, that's exact. And then they're reframing, in the United States, they're reframing what a democratic institution is. And they're saying that anything that threatens a democratic any of our democratic institutions that somebody says is considered a threat against our national security, and that they need to be shut down as a threat. They're now a terrorist or whatever.
That's right.
Because we're exposing. So if we're challenging a democratic, I don't even like that word, but that's what they're calling it, a democratic institution. We're challenging the IRS, which is one of their democratic institutions. Because we're doing that, now they can categorize us as a threat against our national security and take us down as a terrorist.
That's right.
That's what they're trying to do.
That's a great word that you use there. So terrorism. So let's look at something. A government, okay, when it's supposed to self-govern on by and half and before the people, if someone is interfering with that governance, that is known as terrorism, right? Everybody understands that. Well, what are we as a man or woman? We have a right to self-govern ourselves. And if people are interfering with our right to self-governance, we're causing no wrong or harm, that is terrorism.
They're doing terrorism against us.
That's right. And that's why we're seeing what's going on in this world right now, Sarah. It's happening on multiple fronts. Why? Because they're losing control of the narrative.
That's
as
right.
You were just so eloquently speaking about TikTok, the younger generations. These are the people that we have to wake up. And I'm getting goosebumps telling you this. I believe in our creator in this world, whatever. I just believe that something is going to happen here. The shoe is going to drop. As I always say to people, you cannot have peace until you have justice. And when you have hope, you have to understand that there's going to be enormous wrong and harm that comes with that hope. You know, they are going to attack us. And this is why the gloves are coming off. When I came out in 2017 on the very first live stream that I did on that channel, I told everybody then, how did I know this? I said, when they go to do this, they are going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at mankind. And this is what we're seeing that's going on right now. Who had ever thought in the country of Canada that they're going to lock people up for the rest of their lives for something that they said? And they're going to do this in private courts, they say, right? This is why people need to understand that courthouse, Sarah, is the way forward. Powerfully, because once we get in there and we can show the world, it just has to happen in one country. Once that happens, I hope it happens in the United States, Canada, and the UK, wherever we get it done, that will be the light to the world. And then everybody in every country can now start moving the claims against these people that are acting for service corporations, because there's millions of people out there like you and I, Sarah, that are actually in the trenches that have the goods, the evidence on these people of what they've been doing. And they will then finally have that vehicle to hold them accountable.
I sure hope so. You know, we have Cliff High saying that there's going to be a reckoning here, that emotional levels are off the charts, so something he's never seen before. You know, he does that predictive analysis. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but according to his, you know, in big companies, this is not a process that isn't done elsewhere. And big corporations do it, governments do it, and he does it trying to figure out where the emotional levels are at. And he's saying it's off the charts to the point where he thinks that the people are going to do like a French Revolution style against our leaders. Do you think that's possible?
Yes. And not only is it possible, it's required. Okay. People need to understand we have an extinction. Let me repeat. We have an extinction level event going on right now, Sarah. COVID-19 was a lie, never been isolated, purified anywhere in the world, which means it never existed. That's the foundational lie. When you take that lie out, and you expose that worldwide, the whole house of cards is going to come down, because through the vehicle of bringing that claim, that simple claim, into that public courthouse, you're going to show people the difference between legal and lawful. You're going to show how a man or woman doesn't use the bar and moves that claim to seek the administration of justice. That is my right. That is your right, Sarah, as a man or woman, to seek the justice at a public courthouse outside of a private society that we don't belong to called the bar. It's very simple. Powerful truths. And once those truths are brought out into the light, I believe in my fellow man or woman that will create the hard reset to bring people together from law enforcement, the military, from all facets, and we will go out into the masses and we will hold these people accountable.
Well, they need to be held accountable. I don't know if I want the whole French Revolution where heads are chopped off in the street, but we definitely need them rounded up and held accountable. That is extremely important. So, okay, well, we are constantly looking for solutions. I'm in this mode of just how we need solutions, people. And because if you just focus on the problems, that's not good. You got to focus on the problems, and we need to figure out solutions because we need to create a better world, right?
That's
we need to figure this out. And one of the things that you brought to mind, you're the ones that brought that. You are the one that brought it to my attention, the masterpiece, because it works, really works well to get rid of heavy metals, forever plastics. It also has the marine plasma, which is the highest, most bioavailable, nutritious element, if you will. I don't know if it's called an element, for our bodies. It's amazing. And so just by getting rid of detoxing and then putting the marine plasma in our system gives you a boost of energy. But talk about this a little bit, because we haven't had a product. Now, we've had zeolites before, but this zeolite product is, what I'm understanding is it's so small, nano size, but other products that have reduced to that size, their structure has been crushed, and that's why it doesn't work as well. And they can tell because they're looking at under high powerful microscopes. Some of the competitors out there's structures are crushed. That's why you don't feel it when you take theirs, but you can feel it when you take Masterpiece. On top of when you take out these heavy metals out of your system with the zeolites, it puts in the marine plasma. So it keeps this, because we got toxins everywhere, right? So if you take it out, another one's just going to come right in. But if you take it out and you get the marine plasma in instead, it blocks, at least temporarily, the heavy metals from going into, because the marine plasma is taking that spot.
Yep, absolutely, sir. I mean, you know, people that have known me for the last, you know, 4 years when I came out online, I never asked for donations. I never sold. I never pumped any merch or anything like that. It just wasn't my thing. Mm-hmm. But when this got brought to my attention last May initially, and then I started looking into it, then I started seeing results. You're absolutely right. That's why Masterpiece is incredible. It's, to me, it is the most greatest. It has more than just a product. It's two natural elements, marine plasma and the centa, I never pronounce it correctly, of the particular type of zeolite, how it was structured, how it was created. You hit it right the nail on the head. It's at the cellular level. It's able to get in right at the cellular level. And you use the adage example, if you've got a fish tank with dirty water and you know, and a fish tank with clean water, and you got two fishes and the one fish is struggling here with the dirty water, i.e. your body's filled with all these forever chemicals, everything we're breathing in from the aerosol, from the water, from the food, well, then you don't simply inject us with more vaccines or medications to try and get rid of it. You have to clean up the body. You have to clean up that system that's inside of you. And once you do, through our creator, that body is going to take care of whatever's going on. So the Masterpiece has done this like nobody else. I just did a talk last week with about 300 people came out to it. It was a fantastic gathering. Again, what we've talked about here, I let them know. I started my presentation going over the evidence that we have right now with Masterpiece. There is nothing like it in the world. The man that created it, again, Matt Hazen, through the grace of God, how this came to him. It's not about money to him. One bottle for $53 US lasts you 2 months. Five drops 2 times a day. And this is what the test subjects have been based on. The initial test, and we've got a bigger one now that's going to be finishing in the next 40 days. So Masterpiece, like I said, we're not selling or pumping anything. Everybody needs to get this right now, because the marine plasma, as I've been taught, is that it is no different than what's in the womb when a baby's being born. It has all of the wonderful natural elements of life in the marine plasma. And I actually just did an interview 2 days ago with a guy named David Wata. He's a man out in Spain there. He's the one that actually collects the marine plasma at a specific place where he explained the whole process, which was fascinating, what he does for Masterpiece now. And all I can tell you, when I spoke at my event last weekend, I must have had 50 people that came up to me. Some of them had some serious brain problems from concussions in the past or whatever. They said, as soon as we started taking the Masterpiece, some people were like, in a few days, they noticed the difference. Other people said it took a month or whatever. But the general consensus was that this is doing incredible things. From people are saying they're dreaming off the charts now because it's freeing up your mind. It's removing these heavy toxins. Masterpiece is not the be-all end-all to the solution, but it is the solution for pollution. But until we cut off the heads of these snakes that are bombarding us with aerosols and in the water and the food, it's going to be a battle that's always going on. And you can't find anything more powerful, Sarah, than Masterpiece.
Well, and I think we always talk about the zeolites pulling the heavy metals out, which is really important. But we don't talk about how awesome the marine plasma is with giving you that nutrition. But the other thing people have said, and I've looked into this as well, is that the heavy metals, they're worried about taking, like, we need iron. People need iron, otherwise you're anemic, right? It's not going to take out what your body needs, because your body, the amount that your body needs, it changes the, there's a protein that attaches to it, and it changes the how do I say that?
Polarity.
Polarity. Why can't I
Polarity,
speak? What the heck? And so then it can't attach to the zeolite. So your body has a natural mechanism to so that it can that it works with. So it will not pull out the minerals that your body needs. It only pulls out the extra crap that's in your body. If you have too much iron, that's bad for you. It'll pull out the extra because your body's not going to change the why can't I say that word? It's not
Polarity.
polarity. It's not gonna, my God, it's not gonna change that. It's only gonna change the what it needs. And so
That's right.
that's amazing. It's amazing that it's attuned to your body. So I'm telling people, and because I've had other people say, well, why don't you just get zeolite that's cheaper? I'm like, because it's not the same. Like,
No.
trust me, it's not this, because I've been looking at this stuff for years and it's just not the same.
That's right. It's how they've managed God through the grace of God. The people that reached out to Matt and they didn't want to be named, these people have got 40 years in the scientific field. They're at the top of their game. And they worked with Matt quietly and they helped create to smash that down while not compromising the zeolite and the marine plasma to that uninano 0.01 of a nanometer that gets right in at the cellular level. That's where this is different. Not only is it different, we've got the verified evidence right now with three test subjects. And again, all the test results that are coming in. Wait till this test study that's coming out now that finishes. That is going to wake this world up, and it's going to further educate people at what we have to do. Because once you restore your body at the cellular level to its original state, as you just so eloquently stated there, not the polarity word, but as you so stated there, Sarah, it's going to restore your body to its initial intent, and your immune system is going to act like a champ, and it's going to work together. As you said, masterpiece is as it's created has a negative charge to it. All heavy metals in your body have a positive charge. So like magnets, it attacks immediately and it's a perfect strong bond, and then it gets it out of your body. Master Restore is the other product that they have that basically takes care of everything outside at the cellular level to work in conjunction with Masterpiece, and they sell marine plasma as well, is going to be on their website. But again, I don't pump and dump anything. I've been on this now for 4 months. I feel like between that, there's another product that I take, is called Somaderm, and I'm on this great water as well. I'll tell you, Sarah, I've been walking around like an old man for the last 10 years with an enormous amount of pain. I am sharper than a whip right now. Maybe why I can say polarity. I have got
What
so,
I've
I
been
feel like,
thinking it too, I should be able to say it. Go ahead.
well, eventually in the next
Not
30 days,
just
we'll
because
do a
of
test
that.
on you.
Like,
That's right. We'll do test
well,
subjects. How many
I mean,
people could say polarity before they took Masterpiece? And how many?
afterwards, I speak for a living, and there's
I
words I
know.
can't. I'm sorry. There's certain words I can't say. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be able to say. And when you overthink it, you really can't say. I know there's a
That's right.
lot of people that understand that. But no, but this is the problem. And you were talking about being in like a sewer, like a fish tank. It's like we're in a sewer system. And in order to solve the problem, instead of just cleaning up the freaking place or getting out of the sewer system, they're giving you shots to take. It's like, no,
Add more pollution. Add
Let's get
more
on.
pollution to
Let's
your
clean
body.
up our house. Let's not, yeah, let's clean the house. That's not just put a band-aid over the crap we have around us.
That's right.
That's what we need to do. So I just really appreciate that you told me about this because it's so important. There's other things I do as well that, we can talk all day long about, but this is one of the cornerstone products or things
It's
that I
huge.
really believe that people need to do. So I thank you so much for bringing it. I had the organic soils that Matt brought. He had the top guy that does. He's been doing this for 3 or 4 decades. He's getting older now. He's in his 70s, but he does over 4,500 farms, and he has organic samples because that's what he does for them, the soil samples for these farms. And he saw a marked difference from 2019 on. The aluminum is off the charts. It's
Off the
just,
charts.
but in talking to people, it's hard to get heavy metals out of your system. It takes time, and sometimes it takes, It could take a year to get it out of your system. You just have to keep working at it to get it out of your system. And we probably won't ever be able to get it totally out because we're being bombarded constantly with it until we get to the source of the problem. But it's important, imperative that you do get it out because your health is, I mean, I've had multiple people on now, doctors and different people telling me just how bad this is for your health. And it is. And you feel different when you start getting it
Totally.
out. And most heavy metal detox programs are really extreme. I mean, you're out. I mean, it's a major process. This is gentle. So
We've got
anybody
the verified results. Remember, people, 70% in 90 days, 70%
graphene oxide,
was the
right?
average of all forever chemicals, plastic, and the most important one, which was graphene, that was taken out of your blood. Remember, we're breathing in the graphene. I got my live blood analysis work done about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, and there were, again, everyone she's seen come in that's been vaccinated, they're riddled with huge amounts of, graphene. They're seeing in the blood all these fibers and strings and stuff. I had very little. I did have a little bit of graphene here
Are
and
you
there,
going
but why
to?
is that happening? Because I'm breathing it in. You cannot escape it. So, as you said, this masterpiece right now will at least mitigate, get it out. Dr. Robert Young talks about, he says, the big heavy metals like the mercury, et cetera, he says, that's going to take, he figures, 5 to 6 months to get out of your body with Masterpiece. But he knows nothing else in this world. And this is why this is ruffling the feathers of a lot of these doctors out there that have got their products on the market, because they're trying to slam what Masterpiece is doing as if it's some sort of wishy-washy stuff because we've only had 3 test subjects. Well, when the next test group comes out, look out, because I'm just speaking from the over thousands of emails that we've got from Masterpiece of the testimonials of how this is helping and changing people's lives. I mean, I was almost in tears last weekend with some people, what they were telling me of how it has changed them and helped them so much already. And this is just one of those important shoes that we must have existing in our world, that everybody is taking the marine plasma. And I do believe what we've talked about as well from a frequency standpoint, that is also part of the equation as well. We have to understand how our bodies are being bombarded with frequencies. They're using nefarious frequencies to further compromises, and that's why that graphene getting it out, but from what I learned, is mitigating at least somewhat of what they're trying to do to us.
It magnifies it. When we have the heavy metals in our system, it magnifies just the natural EMFs too that you're being bombarded with all day long, with Wi-Fi. So it makes a big difference. I had somebody, a listener, contact me and said, because I always ask people to get back to me on what you're feeling. And he said that he's been tracking it. And he said after 3 days, he went to the gym and his muscles, he's in his late 50s, I think he said. And he says he's usually really sore afterwards. And hit 90% of his soreness wasn't there. So he might be a super responder, I don't know, but he said his trainer noticed that he was actually more focused and able to lift more too. So that's the kind of stories that I'm getting. It's really quite incredible. But you
It
do
is.
need to be disciplined and you need to take it. And the other thing is when you have the dropper, I was taking too much at first, and it's important to take, like Paul Young, Dr. Young was saying, and you take less, more times in a day. 3 drops 3 times a day
Yep,
is
three
better
times a
than
day.
5 twice a day is better. But if you're going to take it, make sure you don't take more than about a third of the dropper. That's about 5 drops, maybe even a less than a third. And I was taking too much. And so it plus you don't want to take too much. It's not good on your body to take too much. More is not more. You want to take the right amount. And it won't last for 2 months because you're blowing through it, but it won't work as well
Right.
either. I mean, it's just not
Well,
going to, you.
let me just jump in here, Sarah. You've just so people know they're listening to this, you cannot take too much of marine plasma because and the zeolite because it is a natural element. I'll give you an example. A woman that came to me from Japan last summer, she was here with me for 5 months. Okay, she came here with Alzheimer's disease. She was really, really bad. When she left, I was doing it. We immediately started her on 10 drops 3 times a day. She was doing
Wow.
30 drops a day. Okay, that's what we got her on. And that started to detoxify the brain because you've just got more built up in your system. You have to understand how is something that's good for you, like putting a clean, natural, organic solution in your body that's, grabbing all this plastic and heavy metals that's deep within all parts of your body at the cellular level, that's not bad for you. She had no herxing results. And I want to say this too. What Matt is also doing right now is they're helping out. I won't name the place, but there's a I guess you say a group of people with autism Down syndrome, and he's going to help all these children. I believe there's about 30 of them, and he's supplying all this product.
That's really good. Robert, I always call him Paul. I don't know why I do that. Robert Young recommends against taking too much because you don't know the detox process can be difficult on some people's system. So yes, he recommends being, so you did it in zeolite and marine plasma might not be toxic to you, but getting out the too many toxins at once, your body can react.
That's right. That's the Herx thing. That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what you're talking about. That's why it's like, you don't want it. More isn't always more. But if as long as she's being watched under a, you know, you guys knew what you were doing.
Well, that's the other thing too, is I've talked to you about the Firefly technology that I have, and what is life changing. They just cured a woman with palsy that's never been done before using this technology. So again, when this woman was here from Japan, I was applying it to her lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
Always, right? The gut, we're taking care of the parasites at the gut and the brain. And when you open up the lymphatic system, this is what we talk about here. When you have too much excess, well, it helps it get out of the body. She didn't have any herxing or any problems whatsoever. And another thing great for people for Alzheimer's or dementia is MTC oil and coconut oil. The ratio is 4 to 3, 120 milliliters of MTC oil and 90 milliliters of coconut oil. And that comes from Dr. Northrop, she's a woman. Look her up on YouTube. Incredible. This woman has been working for 40 years in the neonatal care. Her husband got Alzheimer's. Northrop. Yeah. Just incredible. So that's what I'm saying. Knowledge is the key here, but you have to learn how to apply the knowledge. It's like, I mean, I have no background in, you know, medical school or anything like that. I've never been indoctrinated, but I'll tell you, I've learned through the school of hard knocks, from colloidal silver to hydrogen peroxide in the body, to the strength of cannabis oil, to then the frequencies, and then now all this marine plasma with the zeolite and masterpiece. It's absolutely wonderful. I feel so blessed to have this knowledge and applying it. And I feel like I'm 30 years old again, Sarah. I'm 57. And I tell you, the last month, it's just everything's clicked right in. I've been in pain for 10 years. And the other big one, too, is FLFE that we've talked about. They put like a field over your house or from your cell phone, and they basically mitigate the EMF mitigation. It helps it. And as soon as that went on me 3 months ago, the next day I woke up and I got out of bed and I was doing my usual thing. And then a half an hour later, I went, what's going on? I got no pain. I was getting out of bed for me to put my underwear on. I was like an old man to try and put it on for 5 years, right? I couldn't believe what was going on. I thought it's because I've been sitting in this chair so long doing all this research. I just got myself out of shape, which happened because I used to be a general contractor as well. I was in good shape. But now, Sarah, I can tell you with all my heart, I feel fantastic. I'm ready to fight. Like I'm just right across the board. I had this pain in the shoulder. I ripped my rotator cuff here about 5 years ago, and it was been brutal to sleep on. Boom. It's all disappeared. It's all gone now because of these applications that I'm using. So, and really it's not expensive when you think about it. The masterpiece at $53 US lasts you 2 months. Yeah. Do the 5 drops a day or whatever. The three, I agree with you. The 3 times 3 drops a day is better because that way it keeps it in your system. And I'm terrible for, you know, ever doing medication. I never did it, but with this masterpiece, it's like when you know what it's doing every morning, you can't wait to put it under your tongue at night and through the daytime. So we're on the cusp, love, of doing something incredible for this world right now. And that's why everybody listening to this, we are not pumping or dumping or selling some other product that's come out here. I know I can honestly say there is no product I've come across in this world that is doing what this is doing. And we've got the test results to prove what it's doing. It's safe and effective. And then we've got a massive vault of testimony. So it's only going to get more exciting, Sarah, as we move forward.
I hope so. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So thank you so much for joining me today, Christopher. It's always enlightening. And I sure hope your efforts with the police really pay off because it's really important. And we got to watch this TikTok ban. I'm wondering what's going to happen with TikTok going down. It'll be interesting. Yep. So
I should mention quickly is that after I did my interview with Gary Waterman out of the UK, I've had several police and correction officers reach out to me from the United States. That's all I'll say.
Well, okay. We need to do
there
this.
Are great people within these ranks. There's incredible people within these ranks. They've never been given this truth. All they know is that if they've got to get somebody that's causing wrong or harm, they've got to give them to people that are acting part of the society called the bar, right? District attorneys or whatever, these titles. No, they don't. What should be happening is those police that have firsthand knowledge of Bob or Susie that trespassed against another man or woman, they move their claim into that public courthouse before a jury of our peers. There's no bar involved. That's what has to happen. And you will see accountability happen left and right. It's up to our people in our societies and our community to decide whether Bob or Susan that created this trespass, do they just need, you know, love and counseling and, you know, more people around them supporting them what they're doing, or do they have to go to the far extreme that these people have caused death and destruction? They need to be removed from society. I'm all for an eye for an eye, right? What's gone on in Gaza, these people that are behind it, they need to be put to death, killing these women and children. That's, I mean, people walk, I walk out of my home and it just looks like it's a normal day or whatever. We can't fathom, Sarah, what's going on around the world with all these countries being decimated and leveled, right? They have no food. They have nothing. We are in a completely oblivious state of mind of what's going on. And that's why the work that we do is so important. We've got to wake people up, because that is coming now to our shores here. It's happening worldwide. And that's how we stop it. Get into that public courthouse, move our claims in courts, shoulder to shoulder, and let the truth fly.
Well, thank you so much, Christopher. Where can they follow you?
They can follow me at awarriorcalls.com. If you just go to the front of my website, there's a subscribe button there. You can register up for my live streams every Thursday night. And we can hold up to 10,000 people there. I think it's going to start to pop right now. They've been attacking my streams a lot. The last 4 months, it's been brutal. But it's very interesting, Sarah. The last four shows that I've done, perfect. I've had no problems. So something is happening.
Interesting.
Something is changing. Maybe there's, through the grace of God, there's people that are on the good side of things out there that are trying to mitigate whatever they're doing at the back end. But it was really bad. I mean, but it's beautiful
I've
now.
I've been through it. It goes in waves. Yeah. So hopefully, and there are good people on the inside. That's what we need, is good people on the inside fighting from inside. But thank you so much, Christopher. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being here, Sarah. And God bless all my brothers and sisters in the United States. I love you with all my heart. Don't give up hope, right? With hope, we will find and seek the justice that we all deserve and the peace in this world. God bless and Godspeed.